Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nanga def. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Oh, 5 years, I think. Greetings, Elitam Elamim. How are you this evening?
Oh, wonderful. It's good to hear your voice again and good to see you.
You too. Oh, my goodness. The last time we saw each other was in Orlando, and I can't remember, was it 3 or 4 years ago?
About 3 years.
3 years ago. So this man had a major impact on my life for 3 days. We walked around Orlando enjoying the sights and not eating. At least he wasn't eating, but I was. But you had a major influence in my life to keep me on the path of a breatharian lifestyle. So thank you so much for coming back. And you're in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
The biggest question people... Okay, so the biggest question people are asking me, you won't believe, is that can you really walk through an airport and get on a plane with no shoes on?
Oh, I did it. Nobody said nothing. If anything, they got questions. You know, it's a surprise. And when I said for health purposes, everybody kind of could feel that.
Yeah, I mean, I would feel it. It's like they couldn't believe he can't walk through the airport with no shoes on. He can't walk out of there on a plane. I'm like, well, I think he did it. So there you go. There it is, folks, all you people questioning whether he could do that. It was done. I think your little jewelry on your foot probably deceived them. They probably thought there was a soul under there.
Even immigration, basically they asked me, I'm from India. I said, no, I'm from here. They said, welcome back home.
Yay, we welcome you back home. And so
it was a good time.
Oh, we want to hear all about that. But there are several people who also asked me, well, how did he get to this place in his journey? Who taught him how to do this? So can you just share a little bit about your standard American diet that drove you or inspired you to make a change in your life and what your young life was about in Ohio, right? You grew up in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just share with our audience a little bit about your history?
All right, when I tell people about the breath area knowledge, of course it's hard to wrap your head around not eating at all. Don't even think about that. Now we got to think about the process. It's a health journey. So what got me on this journey, I was on that standard American diet, eating five times a day with snacks in between. And just like anything, if you're overdoing something, you're going to feel the results from it. Because all food, how should I say, distorts the body sooner or later. So being on that diet, eating like that every day, the body began to gain weight, aches and pains in different parts of the body, and all of that was food-related. Now, however, I didn't know it back then because of the ignorance. Just pray over it, it'll go, and all of this other stuff. You know, don't put down, but that's what the mindset was.
Right, right.
So one day it popped in, do something about your health. So now as I tell you this journey, I'm also telling you the breath area knowledge. The first step, I had to watch what I started eating and started exercising. Those are two powerful tools that we hear all the time, but it's amazing that some people don't even understand these levels.
Yeah.
So I started those, and I've seen changes take place on the body quickly. It don't take long. See, the body always seeks its center.
Right.
Now, what I mean by diet changes, I had to leave heavier foods alone, and usually meat is the heaviest. It was time to back up a little bit. Meat is the heaviest. Because there was a time when I was eating those fine meals a day, meat was in every one of the meals.
Ooh, ouch.
So that's how we was taught.
Yeah.
So I began to back up a little bit. You'd be surprised within a week to 2 weeks there was these changes taking place. In exercise, I started walking more, stretching more, to get the blood circulating, get the heartbeat. And pretty soon I was able to do a little jog with it. This is what we're talking about. And the body got itself in line really quickly. Now the next phase, I learned fasting. And we in the age now, what? 2021 going on 22, we got the most medical benefits around the world on fasting. Matter of fact, over in Germany, they got a hospital that's been there for over 70 years with 100 years information that's dedicated to fasting. And it's rated for curing any chronic disease on the planet. So the knowledge been there is just as a lot of this is new to the West.
Yeah.
Russia got one that's over about 50 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now the West is picking it up, but this knowledge already been here. Fasting is very powerful. So I learned how to fast once a week. And the reason why I say once a week, do something that you know you can do for the rest of your life.
Right.
That's why I tell people the breath of your knowledge. What's one day a week going to do for it? Well, you're not going to go for without eating for the rest of your life. You just started.
Right.
Do something you know you can do for the rest of your life. So that made big changes on the body. And to tell you what that does, it's sort of like if you run in a machine 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, nonstop. Pretty soon, it's going to back up or it's going to need some maintenance or it's going to break down. But if you set a date to let it do maintenance on itself, you can get a lot more out of the machine.
Right, right.
So here's my lifestyle. And this lifestyle was things I know I can do, and I've seen fast changes. But before, I felt really bad. I had, high blood pressure. I was overweight, 190 pounds, and I'm only 5'7", and it wasn't stopping if I would have kept that lifestyle. Heart was hurting, love, health. That was not the way to look.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not the way to feel. So then I went into alert meditation. Now, living on life force energy, meditation is the foundation. And I know a lot of people heard this word, and it's more than just sitting with yourself all up in your head thinking about things. It don't got nothing to do with that. When I teach meditation, don't feel ashamed. 99.9% of the people on this planet, because I've been around, didn't know what I was talking about meditation. And after I got done with them, it was people who was in a discipline for say thank you. Now I can feel what you're talking about, the life force energy, so nobody didn't know what we was talking about.
Right.
What meditation is, it's a tool for the body and the mind to align itself back to a center. You're learning to get your thoughts out of the way because your thoughts is very powerful. Your thoughts create your reality. If you got bad health, it's because your thoughts created it. That's taking responsibility. Oh, man, and that's what this is about, taking full responsibility. You probably can't change many things on the world, but start changing the things you know you have power over, and it starts with you.
Right.
No excuses. This is what we talked about. So now I've got to listen to these results. Diet, exercise, fasting, and I learned meditation. Yes, you do got chakras, energy centers all over the body. This is just an engineering. All different structures to deal with some type of mechanics, which our bodies are, has what? Energy centers, a place that are more stable than others. You got to learn your body structure. Learn about yourself. Don't say, know that self, you should know God. Know that self, you should know the universe. You got to start learning yourself.
Yeah.
So just start putting the body at a whole nother level. That meditation, speed it up. Now, there's that word, life force energy. I'm going to use that word. Or we could use cosmic energy. We could play all day long. But the planet, so you can relate to it, gets its energy from the sun. I still hear people arguing over that one. No, it's a secret sign. It's something secret. Stop being spooky with it. You know it's coming from the sun.
Right.
Deal with something you can see, you can relate to. And it's more than just the visible light. There's light you cannot see. It's called the electromagnetic spectrum. Nobody gets away. You live in it. You live in the ocean of energy. We're backing this up now so we can be real with it. We ain't got to think spooky again. Look at it. So now, and here I am in Ohio in the winter climate. There's a daytime, right? The sun is still there. The daytime energy is different than the nighttime energy. We don't want to hear. I'm still sitting here dealing with making energy balls. I'm still sitting here meditation, doing my meditation. We're still getting this energy. And even at night, the sun is just on the other side of the planet. Yes, it's round or spherical. It's on the other side of the planet, and the people that's under the sun got daytime, and the other people on the other side got nighttime. We've got to make it put plain. But you're still in an electromagnetic field of the sun, or you wouldn't be alive.
Right.
So that's why meditation is the power, because it's allowing you to connect with this cosmic energy. Cosmic just being an energy that's off the planet. So not just the sun, you got other stars putting their energy to the planet. Everything is energy. Whether you can see it or not, you only see a little part of physical matter anyway.
Right.
That's why you can't depend on your eyes like that. Here we go. Oh, man. So now I'm on this journey. Think about this. I had some great changes to take place just in 1 year. Diet, exercise, fasting, meditation. But last but not least, and this is the big one, your thought process. Remember what I said, take full responsibility. It's not even blaming people no more. Well, the government wants us to be sick, and they're putting stuff in our food, and blah, blah. Stop it. You did that. You ain't even blaming them.
Right.
We all know this is about capitalism. People have to make money. Come on now. It has nothing to do with it. Well, why did the government tell me I could feed off the energy of the president? Nobody ain't got to. You know you can't. You stop blaming things so you can grab full responsibility on your vessel, on your mind.
Now, Ellie Tom, do you think that victim mind and blaming is one of the biggest challenges people have to overcome?
Yeah, big time. Don't want to take responsibility. See, every time you give up your responsibility, you lose power.
Wow, that's big.
Every time. It could be a spouse. It could be your children. Once you blame something else, you lost responsibility. Oh, man, whether it's right or wrong.
Right.
gain back your power. And then that gives you the power to what? Figure it out. They turn chaos back into peace. Other than that, you'll be in another cycle. You've lost your energy, and that's the energy of life that sustains you. You done kicked it out. Oh, man. So that's why this mind got to get back in check.
Yeah.
To think more, and see that negative voice that is in everybody. Now, that evil, what it is it looks at a situation and it over-highlights it. But it does that because there was a time my ancestor needed that. So you don't live in a society where there's a lion hiding behind a rock. There was a time you did. Or a snake just coming up out of your nowhere. So if your mind saw, an ancestor saw a tail of a snake, it painted the rest of the picture that could be a snake. But it could end up just being a tree branch. But by having that type of mind, it kept you alive a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
So that evolutionary mind is still in us. It's over-highlighting stuff and make it, looking at all the dangers of it. But when you allow that just to take you, because we got a big thing dealing with anxiety and depression now. Anxiety's a big one. And if you got that mind over-highlight stuff, you're losing all this energy. It's not even necessary. Oh, man, oh, we said this.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So fear is something that you know that could take place. But anxiety is something that is imaginary that you're bringing up. And it's not even necessary. And again, that's bad on the health. You're trapped in the illusion of your thoughts. You're letting them take you from here to there. And this is all about mind mastery. You want to straight up control every thought.
And that's so important to control your thoughts and not people, because, you know, I went through many years of my life trying to control people, and I ended up with symptoms in my body because I wasn't controlling this. So I think maybe a lot of people can really relate to that if they're honest, that if you're controlling this and not trying to control everybody around you, that's where the power is, right?
Absolutely. And this will get you to, see, this is why meditation is powerful. You'll go to the stages where you just, because the thought is going to be there. But you get to observe the thoughts. Whether it's right or wrong, just observe it. That means you don't latch on to it. Try to think it through. Try to get some questions. Try to get some answers. Observe it. And the better you get into that as you're living your everyday life, the better you can observe your thoughts instead of grabbing on to it. Now this gets deeper. Everybody in your reality is you. A lot of people are not ready for that, even though we're sad. So that is your thought process. You're observing it instead of trying to control it.
Wait a minute. Say that again. Everybody in your reality is you.
Is you. So what we're saying, they wouldn't be there if you wasn't observing it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
You create your reality again. Now, I don't want to say it because I don't want to scare people, but you are God, whether you raise your hand or not. You ain't even giving up your power to worship something external from you. You grab the full responsibility. This is the life force energy we're talking about. Of course you can sustain yourself if you wanted to. Look at the stuff you wanted to do in your life and you pulled it off. It didn't matter what the odds was. When you set your mind to do it, everything fell in place, everything you needed. Oh, man, this is the same thing. It's no different. And when we deal with diet changes, we're in an age with the most diet changes that ever been here before. We got yoga diets, peanut diets. I can go on and on.
Yeah. Water diets.
Is it the diet that's really working? No. Any change you make is going to make a change on the physical body. So that's why you can't even get a diet and say, this is it. It just helped you from the last one. But you're purging yourself. You understand? To go on to the next level, because if that diet was it, you wouldn't still be sick and have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know fruitarians who just eat fruit still got physical problems. We've got to admit it. That's the body telling you we're not there yet. All food corrupts the body. See, this is a message that's as powerful. We even talk about physical immortality, slash longevity. And I like how you started out talking about your father and his athletic mind. See, when you deal with the breath there, you're sort of like a spiritual athlete. This is a dope process where you just do it for a week, you do it for a month. An athlete is going season after season, working on their body and mind so they can perfect their game to get better.
Unmuted.
And let us take a break. I have to go to a commercial break, so I'll give you time to rest your voice, but we'll be right back. I want to really ask you a lot about India and how well your message was. I was following you all over India, cows and all, dog parties and cows. I loved it. We're going to take a commercial break with our executive producer, Naima Latif. She's in the Female Solutions studio. And I'm going to let her play some commercials. Loving this, loving this. I hope you all are loving this. And, again, if you have any questions or comments, press 1 in the studio and make your comments known here on Facebook Live. So thank you, Naima, for taking us to commercials, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Elitam Elohim, and so many people think Elitam is from another planet, and so am I. we're all here enjoying this earth journey, and Elitam is here after, what, almost 2 years in India, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's sharing with us about food and how the last thing he said, all food corrupts the body. So you came to realize after being high blood pressure and overweight and all that, that all food corrupts the body. And what changes did you make once you started realizing that?
Oh, man. Well, see, this is why this is the journey, and the journey feels so good. Now, there's thousands of people following this message, and it's more and more each day, and a lot of people are saying, thank you that I'm on a real journey where you have results. See, the result is you're going to get healthier. That's how you monitor yourself. So when we talk about going to the ultimate levels of not eating physical food at all, we're not saying put tape on your mouth and it's supposed to happen just like that. You're actually going through a process to get the body prepared to bring in more cosmic energy. This is what we're talking about. So the results you start seeing, you start feeling real glad because now you can move the body in ways you wasn't able to do before. This is good. You're able to think differently. You're able to enjoy. You start seeing all these changes take place. So that's why you don't want to go backwards. It's going to keep moving you forward. You don't want to go back to where you just came from. You didn't realize, I didn't realize how dead I was in that condition until I came out of it. Because you might be in a condition now, in a situation, where you and everybody around you think it's normal. Don't know nothing else. But when you start moving up out of it, you say, whoa, I didn't know how dead I was. And to think about it, there is challenges with the external of other people because they don't understand this either, so they'll be shooting at you with different things. But I'm going to tell you what it is. A lot of it could be jealousy. That you're doing something different on yourself and you're changing. But don't stop. Oh, here we go now. Because you're helping everybody else to know that they can do it. This is what we're doing. So it's sort of like crabs pulling each other down in the bucket. I had a lot of people coming at me at first, but now it just cooled down to where I'm on offense. Defense is over. It's all about offense. It's coming one way. The message is pure. Oh, man. This is good, Ed.
No, yeah, absolutely.
So these changes coming up out of that, and your body will get to the point it will start surprising you. My body surprised me right now on what it can do. This is awesome. It's surprising me on what it can do. That's the main person you want to surprise is yourself. The body can do it once it's conditioned. See, we're creatures of habits, and we work our lives in that pattern. You want to change the new pattern, change the new habits, so that the cells of the body can function differently. Does this make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, ultimately, the cells of your body just need light energy to feed off of. Sometimes, like I told you, this message is on offense. Somebody just contacted me. Give them a physical loss. You have to do this, and I think you're late on your information. We're in an age where everybody got access to the internet. The medical profession, the science profession is talking something totally different than it did 10 years ago. A lot of people still stuck on a last memo. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You got to go get caught up. What we're dealing with, the electromagnetic field coming off the body. We used to call it an aura. We used to call it a Holy Spirit or a spirit, you know. We don't need to use those words no more. Electric means electrical and magnetic. Electricity brings forth a magnetic field and vice versa. So once you start noticing the mechanics or the physics that your body is over, under, you can start increasing your electromagnetic field. It's your responsibility. It always fluctuates itself from every thought, everything we put in our body, everything we go. You know what I mean? You start grabbing responsibility for it, and if the electromagnetic field is flowing smoothly, sickness does not exist. It's when the energy gets blocked up. That's why you got to learn how to meditate. So your organs, your blood pathways, your arteries, all of that can start opening itself up because it will follow by its nature. See, the body As soon as you stop doing a habit, the body starts cleaning itself out. You stop smoking, you start spitting stuff up. In the morning, when you wake up, you usually got to use the bathroom first and spit stuff up out of your throat. That's the body was healing itself that night. Got to understand this. It's already on board with the process. This got to be changed. The mind, the education got to be changed on what's taking place. Now, going back to fasting, you don't want to overdo it. But clean your body out. Get it back in the cycle again. And then your body will get used to fasting. Just like anything, perfect practice makes perfect. You should be able to detach yourself or drop something at the drop of a hat. That's mind mastery. It ain't about doing something or don't doing it. It's can you let it go? This is what you're learning. Can you set it down? Instead of letting it take you up out of here, you can't stop. That's a whole other ballgame. You lost control of your mind. So when you learn how to start setting stuff down so the body can get itself back in its center and start surprising you, and the more and more you practice that, the longer and longer you can go, and the stronger and stronger you'll become. Because the body started preferring being fed off the light than it will physical food. So right now you're in a situation where, yeah, there's some foods you really love and say, man, how can you? Man, right. It's like that in the beginning. Because we're creatures of habits, you develop a new acquired habit. That's all it is. But that favorite food you like, we know you can live without it if you was forced to. You know, you'll eat anything. That's what your situation is.
Well, I love how you were describing walking through the mall and how perfectly everything, the donuts and everything, was set up to attract your attention. Do you need these donuts, don't you? Look at how beautiful they are.
Right. They had everything picture perfect. So a person who don't got this knowledge, all of that is talking to you.
Yeah.
They got it set up just by dealing with these external temptations. Whatever you stuck on. It could be food. It could be sex. Sex, everybody start looking good.
Yep. Are you there? We lost. Are you still there? Well, he looks like he's adjusting his phone or computer. Yeah, Ellie Tom was talking about also, and when he comes back out, how our wants are limitless, but our needs are limited. And when he comes back, I hope he'll address that, because I was talking about this with a friend, how this season that we're in right now is where people are more in tune to what they want, not what they need. If you think about the cookies and the cakes and the food that come with this season, it is just amazing how you start seeing advertisements for Christmas trees and this is the right gift. And we start looking at our wants, not our needs. During this season, we kind of push our needs aside, and unless your needs are kind of blending with your wants at this season, it's like your TV is broken, so you need a new TV. But do we even need a TV at all? I haven't had a TV in probably 10 years now, and all of a sudden, I'm thinking I don't even need entertainment as much. So how many of us are really thinking about our wants and needs, that how our wants are limitless, and how is that affecting your daily choices with food even? Because when we look at Ellie Tom's journey of no food, we think that we need food. And like my dad said to me so many times when he was growing up, it was like, are we eating? And you know, Ellie Tom, to me, the miracle of my dad and how I want to honor this man is to understand how disciplined he was, that even as a young man when there was no food, they still survived. So how were they surviving? How were they surviving without food? How were the slaves who came over on ships surviving? They didn't have vaccines, and a lot of probably didn't have a lot of food, and all those things that were they were lacking. I was just saying about you mentioned how our wants are limitless, but our needs have a limit, and yet in this season it's all about wants, or mostly about wants. What do you think?
Oh, man, big time. So our wants are unlimited. And when you get caught in that cycle, all of that cannot be fulfilled like the way you want to. And see, this is where the deception comes up, because there's some wants out there that really is just an illusion. Oh, this is what we're talking about. So if you get satisfied with your needs, then your wants will at least complement your needs, and that's where you'll be happy. But when you get out here on that other cycle, oh, man, that's somewhere else. You'll be watching things, you know, the old folks used to say, watch what you pray for.
Yeah.
Some things is going to make you come up out of yourself anyway. You know, that's what it's all dealing with. When you come up out of yourself from your center, because, you know, they say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, all things of that in you. You're up out of yourself again, and that's when a hunger starts. See, the reason why you feel hunger is because you're up out of yourself. You just don't know it. That's powerful. You want to get back in with your into yourself being. If the mind is your greatest muscle, you want to get to controlling the mind. This is what we talk about, mind mastery again. So you talk about these older people back then. In all nations went through different things where there was a generation where the food wasn't there. So you can see the grandparents and the great-grandparents now clinging on to it. We got food now. And now you got too much food. It was happening when you start bringing up food freedom. Yeah, the older generation might have something through it, for, you know, to say about it, because there was a time we didn't have none. But back then, you had to do what you had to do. There wasn't nothing to go to bed with an empty stomach. But that was another season we went through. So that's why we're bringing up this the power of meditation, and I just threw it out there that many people don't know what meditation is for, what it does. See, it's a tool to break up blockages in the body, which is your mind. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Your body is your mind. That's why when I say this is a holistic message, it's the mind-body connection. They already connected, but the average person just don't know it. And I like how you said earlier about you'll be thinking one thing, but it starts hurting your own body. That means that the mind and body was connected. So you're just coming into this realization. They call that the first integration. You really got to realize that. Thoughts affect the behavior of the cells. Matter of fact, Bruce Lipton is running around teaching that now.
Yeah.
And other scientists.
Yeah.
So for those who know that name, you can look it up.
Yeah, epigenetics. Yeah.
So this is all the breath air message. That's what I'm saying. When you learn what the breath air message is and see what all these people are saying, you put it all together and say, that's it. So if the mind is controlling the cells of my body, I just put a program in my body to tell the cells of the body to feed off of other sources. It's going to have to do it. It's following the thought. That's following the thought. But if somebody puts a thought in you, if you don't eat, you'll die, that's a whole other ballgame. The cell's got to carry it out, sort of like a genie in a lamp. Let's take veganism, eating no meat, no animal byproducts. There was a time that wasn't even accepted. There was no person in the medical field who would teach that. That was just over a decade ago. There was nobody in the medical field who would tell you intermittent fasting. That's new. Now all of a sudden, everybody know about at least eating once a day or a little window. But there was a time if a doctor would have told you that or to do any type of fasting, they could have got sued over criminal negligence. And that was just over a decade ago. See how the knowledge has increased collectively?
Yeah.
Right now we're in an age with this Google where you can look at the medical benefits of yoga, the medical benefits of Tai Chi, the medical benefits of Qigong. Those practices will heal you if you take it seriously. This is PowerPoint.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
This came talking
yeah.
out of the blue.
Yeah.
This is what you're supposed to be doing. If you want to live. Oh, man. Did I say that?
Yeah. Yeah. So even with intermittent fasting, I try and practice that myself. And is it true that there are certain hours in the morning where your body is doing a cleansing or a detoxing, or is that true all day that your body goes through these cycles of healing and cleansing if you're not eating? So the body has to be free of interference.
Well, this is good that you brought that up. See, both is correct. It depends what level you're taking it. Now, of course, when you were asleep that night, you were already fasting.
Right.
That's what they call it, breakfast. You're breaking your fast. That's number one. So everybody do fast every day. Number two, dial the thought attention. When a person was sleeping, they were meditating. Because what? The body, the brain was in a tethered state, 9 times out of 10, which is a meditative state. See, the brain never shuts down. It goes 24/7. So when you were asleep, your body was more in a meditative state. The breathing slowed down. You was in a comfortable position. And the life force energy that's in the atmosphere had a chance by you being relaxed to start opening up energy pathways. So that's why, again, when you woke up, your body went through a detox process because you got to use the bathroom. You start spitting up mucus. So, of course, when you wake up out of that meditative state, you don't eat breakfast, the body's still into that state of relaxation, getting rid of itself and still healing itself. See, as soon as you put something in the body, the energies of the body, it takes a lot of energy just to digest the food. You need energy for everything, just to digest the food. So that's why the Breatharian Journey would tell you to eat very little or not at all. See, if you eat less, you need less energy to digest the food, so you'll have more overall energy. But when you keep eating heavy, using all that energy to digest that food, you lose energy, especially as you age and carry on. This is about energy conservation. Told you we dealt with physics. Now you're hot inside of the body. You're like 98 degrees inside. 37 degrees Celsius. That's hot. If it was 98 degrees outside of you right now, it'll be hot. But you're like that inside, just being healthy. So you're finding how to use the external heat in you to burn up that excess gross oil in the body, those blockages. So that's why you start learning about having a proper body structure. Start sitting up straight up and down. So it can start burning up that stuff. That's when you feel start sweating if you be in certain positions. Man, I'm hot, I'm sweating. Am I sick? No, your body's using this internal heat to try to, what, burn up all of that stuff to get it out of you. Oh, man, this is good. You're learning how to really use your body.
Yeah. We've got a caller who's pressed one. Are you ready to take a question or comment from someone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to open
it.
I know. I'm excited. I'm going to open the 773-606. Your mic is open. Welcome. And what's your comment or question for our guest?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. It's Kufi. How you doing, Elohim? I spoke with you before on the show. I appreciate it.
Can you hear him open?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know when I talk about grace heals the blood, but you're so correct. Really what we do, our sleep, I when I get the best sleep and I wake up feeling charged, it's when I dream.
When I dream. Okay, when you dream, okay.
So if I wake up at 4 or 5 and I don't dream, I go right back to sleep and just go into the dream world just to, experience something. And the way I do it, I'm a part of the comedic, culture out here, learning from ancient, the temples of, ancient comedic science. You already know what it is. And I started the pharaohs, they slept to the east with the head facing me. This is my question for you, Elohim. I don't know if you're on that. But when I sleep to the east, it takes off all the negative energy off of me, and I wake up feeling golden because the sun comes up rising from the east, and it wakes me up in the morning. I was in a tent. The sun came up from the east. I was patting my head because my head was burning. I was like, whoa. So my question for you is we're trying to connect with nature. We're trying to connect with the universe, Sarsi, and we learn from that, okay? What is your experience about sleeping to the east? And I get it when you eat. And when I wake up in the morning, I drink water. The first thing I do, I drink water instead of food. Because you're right, it depletes your energy and you get your body metabolizing too early. So I drink water. But what is your comments on that, sleeping to the east and maybe waking up with a glass of water?
Okay, thank you, Kofi.
Now, I like how you said we're trying to connect with nature. But see, this is where it is. It's really about learning how to get out of your own way. Your body is nature, so it's already doing this thing connected with the cosmos. So every time that sun comes out, your pineal gland lets off a hormone called serotonin. It does that. It don't need you to help it. When the nighttime comes, that same pineal gland gives off melatonin. It puts the hormone into your blood. It didn't need our help. So the body cycles. It's already doing what it's supposed to do. We're learning how to get out of its way so it can stay into its cycles. So that's why even when we talk about fasting, that's a big word. There's a lot within that. When you're fasting and stop putting stuff into the mouth, you're allowing your body to heal itself because the hormones throughout the day, as the day is going, is activating different things in the body. And when the body, the energies don't have to go and deal with the stuff that where it got compromised, you know, from eating or different lower vibrational thoughts, you're letting it sit into its mold and start going back to hell. So that's why they used to say, when I said sleep, it's a meditation. It's unconscious meditation. But when you're awake, walking around, they say you want to become a walking meditation. See, what this is all about is getting stress off the body, getting tension off the body. What is high blood pressure? Hypertension. Too much tension on the body. That's all it is. We make it more difficult than what it really is. Too much tension on the body. And what's the number one thing for the doctor usually say? Go lose some weight, and what are you eating? And go do some exercise. That's the breath of your message. Or it would have never existed. When you get too much tension on the body, you got tension on your mind. Did I say that? And then that's when you're in a cycle, an unnatural cycle where you're not connected with nature. Nature is more freed up. Energies are flowing. And the body's nature sort of automatically goes into that phase. It's sort of like a river. Yeah, the river can get pollution in it. But if you leave a river alone, it won't be long, depending on when it is and how long it is, that the river will free itself up. It's the same with us. Just because you get dirtied up, the body always gets itself back in check. But now that you understand this, you keep it flowing. That's what we talk about, energy flow. Stop letting it be blocked up. That's why you got to learn to meditate every day.
Now, do you want to answer about sleeping in the east before the break or after we come from the break?
Oh, I can answer that real quick.
Okay.
Now, that's just like a physics question. Remember we said that the sun is bringing the energy to the planet. So coming up in the east, that's where it rises at. So usually when it comes up over the east, that big nuclear power plant, that's basically what it is, of course it's going to have a different effect on the body you're facing towards it. That's why they even say the Muslims pray in the east, you know, when the sun comes up. You're just grabbing that first influx of energy coming up over the horizon so it can better the body. That's what you're living off of. See how we're breaking it down to earth?
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it really make a difference? Well, you'll have a slight edge, but it's not necessary. The energy going to find you anyway. You live in it.
That's an excellent point. So it's really not
unmuted.
So people shouldn't work so much to put in their bed in either direction, just a mind thing.
Right. It's a mind thing. So as you keep growing, it gets bigger and bigger. When you'll find out, see, it's hard for people to say you created your whole reality. All of that is you. But you have to grow into that. Right now, it's just some words to you. You are the sun. The sun is just a what? Image of what's going on inside you.
Right, right.
Oh, okay. Man.
Okay, this is getting better and better. Okay, we'll be right back after. Naima, your mic's open. We're going to go to our next break, and we'll be right back with Elitam Elamine on Journeying Through India. Ha, what an exciting time we're in. To watch it and...
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
My brother and friend, Elitam Elamine. And someone's asking, is it cold in India because you've got a sweater on? And I'm like, I don't think you're in India anymore, right? You're in Ohio, right? Elitam is in Ohio.
It is cold.
Yeah, yeah. But you grew up there, so you know what it's like this time of year, right?
Oh, absolutely. I fully do.
So you're glad to be back.
Right.
So we're talking about your journey in the United States, for one. Is it different in India in terms of the food available? And, you know, what we grew up in the United States, you go in a grocery store and you got thousands of choices. Is it that way in India? And how did you manage the choices there, and even in terms of living and all that?
Oh, yes. Well, for number one, when you deal with India, there's no shortage of food. That's for sure.
Okay.
Even during this pandemic, they was making sure everybody eat. So everybody had theirs. There was no shortage of food. Now, there is what you call little cultural changes here and there. But other than that, when you deal with the food epidemic, this is why this message works everywhere, no matter what culture it is. Most cultures are wrapped around food for people to get together. Everybody's dealing with the same thing.
You know,
get togethers over there.
Yeah.
It's all about the food, just like over here.
You know, I'm here in an ashram. I wasn't here when we met. I was living in a tiny house. But I'm in an ashram, and a lot of the beliefs and culture is from India here, because it was started by a man named Yogi Bhajan, who was from India, and he started Kundalini Yoga, at least in this location. And, there, yeah, a lot of the events are centered around vegetarianism, food, and that. But when you, it looks like you were traveling not in Mumbai or any major cities. You were like all over India. What areas did you primarily spend your time in?
Oh, I made sure to hit every part. That's just me. You know, I'm a roller.
Yeah.
Mumbai, Bangalore, Goa, Chennai, Pondicherry, Hampi. I went all the way to the south, the further tip, Kerala. All of this stuff. So I mean, matter of fact, I travel India more than a person who lived there.
Wow. That's amazing.
Just like the
state. Yeah.
I'm going to hit just about any state. You know, that's just me. I'm just going with the flow.
Right.
and every place has its own energy to it.
Mm.
So not only I was with the upper echelon, I was also in the villages also. You understand? So you got different people. It's even people are all the same. See, there is no difference. Start breaking. Everybody got the same needs everywhere you go. And these wants on this materialism and overeating, everybody's up under it. So that's why even when we deal with the scriptures, over there you got the Vedas, the Upanishads, and then we go to the Kemetic knowledge. Then we can deal with the knowledge of the Kabbalah. They get the scriptures of the Bible through the Hebrew and everything else. They're all talking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's people who divide it with thought, and they're putting their cultural stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the breath there and message is in everyone, so that's why every place I go, people know where I'm coming from and know what I'm talking about, because you've been raised on the message. Somebody just had to bring it to you. Even when I go to India, most of the culture of the people know that a person can live on prana. They know this because it's in their culture. In America, it wasn't like that. But over there, that is. They just had to meet somebody who was doing it and could explain it to them. That's what I'm good at.
Mm-hmm.
Explaining it to you, step one, step two, and blah, 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 blah. So I've never been explained to them. Now, over here in the West, it's catching on more and more, because every type of thing I say out of my mouth, and I throw a scripture behind it, you know, it's just depending on how you interpret it. But you know, too, without nobody even saying that, food is your problem.
Okay.
You can feel that one.
Okay, let me throw this scripture at you, and I'd love for you to break it down for us from your mind, as man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Creator. I was talking about that with a friend, and we were like, man, what's the word we talking about?
And I'm glad you brought that up, that word, which throws a lot of people off. We could go many different ways with that, but let's just use the word sound. Sound vibration. And they see that things on how the world came into being by sound, and they got the Om sound over in India, you know, that deals with different vibrations of the body. Very powerful once you understand what it's for. But anyway, let's go back to the sun again. Now, we all can understand that sun rays hitting the body, making contact. But now, everything vibrates. We're learning learned this in science, that vibrate means everything is moving. Even the table in your house is vibrating, all physical matter. Here we go now. So everything is given off of sound. Make it make sense. So even the sun has a sound to it. Nature has a sound to it. A person is getting a sound off of their body without even verbally talking. So we talk about God as a sound. God is a vibration or a frequency. Everybody just been off of that frequency. They're not fully connected with it. This is what we're talking about. So when we say the breath of your knowledge, you have the power to change your vibration or the sound that's coming off of the body to match up with the higher vibrational sound that will sustain you. I hope this is making sense. That will sustain you. It's just a sound, so it's just like death and everything else. Those are different sounds and vibrations. Let's look at some of the healing therapies. Biophoton therapy. You can go look that up. Bio means life, photons means life. And that's just a therapy right now where somebody could take light, photons, put it directly to the injured part of the body so that the cells can directly feed off of the light to heal that part of the body. That's accredited right now, places like Harvard and everything else. So it's not like we're, that's the breath of your message. But that's a vibration, a sound that just healed the body. It had nothing to do with food. That's the power of energy healing.
Yeah.
Are we getting this now?
Yeah.
It's a sound. And that's why they even say in the comedic text, Osiris in them in the last days will be saving the earth through the vibration that's coming off of their body. So even when I'm around people, and I hear this all the time, a person don't even feel hungry yet, you know, when I'm around them.
Yeah.
Because even our electromagnetic fields to come off of our body connect. So you communicate with a person, even if you don't know them, you'll feel connected. That's like you literally could change the world by changing yourself. See, all of this start making sense. So man should not live off of bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. The word is a sound vibration. It brings creation. It brings life. You are that. You must recognize it and become that. That's when you become self-sustaining. You're a human with a powerful mind. Start using it. This is powerful. Start really using it. Don't be dumbed down. Use it.
Well, it's kind of obvious, too, that the amount of obesity in this country It says a lot about the mind, too. Did you find that obesity is a problem in India, or did you recognize that? Is it really?
All over the place.
Wow.
All of humanity got affected.
Wow.
See, that's why they say what? Darkness shall cover the earth. The ignorance hit everybody. So don't think I went to another place where it was magical and everybody had the message. No, it wasn't. I was over there as the main teacher. For a mission, just like I'm here in America, y'all both in the same boat. Did I say that?
Everybody
got influenced under the Western idea.
Yeah.
When I say the Western idea, I don't mean evil. It was just coming up out of yourself about what you think makes you prosperous. So over in those cultures, too, the bigger the belly used to be, the more prosperous you are. So even China, they got a problem now with obesity. They didn't have that before. Everybody got affected. Oh, did I say this? Oh, man.
So is it the food, or is it the food, or is it the wants, needs issue? What do you think is contributing mostly to the obesity all over, I guess, now that you're saying that?
Well, the mind.
The mind.
It goes back to the mind. See, food could be there all day long. Ain't nobody think got to go to it.
Abusing.
It's the mind.
Yeah.
Right. If food is the greatest drug around, so you addict it.
Right.
Might as well go ahead and admit it.
Right.
Shaking when you're getting off of it, falling all down. Right. You addict it. You grew up in it. Don't know no better. Now, nobody's arguing. See, that when you help in the household to get food that don't have food. That's why this is a transformational process. You understand? You really have to transform the body, because or if that wasn't the case, starvation wouldn't exist. Well, one level really wasn't the fall of consciousness as humanity. It's the suppression of knowledge. You just don't know your other potential. That's all it is. It's written here and there, but even when you do run into the knowledge, you think it's for some saint that's living way somewhere else in the Himalayas somewhere. And let me break that. I've been to the Himalayas. They just wrote that for you because they know you'll never travel there. You'll never be there. Those people, I was the main one with the message again. Everybody's in the same boat. The darkness or the ignorance hit all of humanity. Oh, man, I'm making a plane. I've been there twice. Been there, done that. Now I'm here in America, same thing. I have to teach from ground level. Step number one. Everybody in the same boat.
But in the Himalayas, aren't they living a more simple lifestyle there, or how complicated is it in the Himalayas?
We learned that off the movies and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's after money.
Okay.
Everywhere you go, the beach hit everywhere.
Hmm.
What do you mean by simple lifestyle? That just means you're poor. You're forced to do it.
Okay.
If it was up to you, you wouldn't be doing it.
Okay.
That's all that is. We got to be clear. Get all that spookiness out of your mind. I'm saying this because I want you to know anywhere you at, you could grab the knowledge and resurrect.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to run off to nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to the pyramids in, Egypt. It ain't like people more holier around the pyramids. No. They stuck in food, too. Talk about what they got to get rid of.
Mm.
All of humanity be affected. That's that animal. You go from an intellectual animal to a true human being.
Mm.
All knowledge been infiltrated. Oh, did I say this? Oh, man. So this is what I'm talking about. So you can grow and resurrect anywhere. I resurrected right here in Akron, Ohio. It just that I just got stronger when I started to, because you never always in the knowledge. I resurrected right here. I had to run to the Himalayas. By the time I got to the Himalayas, I was paying teachers. Right. How did you get that in the West? You got the information. You just don't know how to interpret it and use it. That's all it is. Everything I'm saying out of my mouth, I ain't teaching you no new, something that's new you never heard of. Not in this day of age, 2021 going into 22. When we talk about frequencies of vibrations, whether you realize how to use it or not, you heard of it. You are a being that's dealing with frequency. You want a certain frequency, and you want a certain vibration. Everybody is. Nobody gets away. And everybody's dealing with energy. You just got to learn what it is and how to use it. And the average person don't. What is energy? What is it? What are we talking about? So this is where you start testing what you think you know. So it just won't be words no more. Well, I just went to spirit. What is spirit? Have you ever questioned yourself? Oh, man. This is what we're talking about. Put it together so you can be clear. And if it's not serving you, don't be scared to get rid of it no matter what nobody say. You got to deal with things you know that will work for you.
So I want to ask you about something like tinnitus or tinnitus, which is something I'm learning more and more about because I feel the ringing in the ear. And I was talking to someone who said they got relief from that by taking more chromium. And I said, well, chromium isn't chromium in our atmosphere? Isn't it in part of the whole energy like you talk about with the sun? So when people are saying you need to take this mineral or that mineral to balance the body, what's your response to them about how you don't need that or you do need that? And in what form?
I'm trying to make this cell seem smart.
Okay.
See, now, for real, as you grow in levels and degrees, you are looking for what thing that I can take better to relieve this. That's the only way you could.
Right.
That's understandable. when you start coming into energy work, learning how to connect with these forces, that that don't mean nothing to you no more. So that's why this knowledge is the levels and degrees. See, your knowledge and let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. So that's why on the breath of your knowledge, we come and say, we're teaching you how to eat your way in a food freedom. No, you're not ready to put tape on your mouth and act like you're going to jump over here. But ain't no use in you trying to argue against it either. You just got to get busy and start seeing yourself transform. Because that's the thing about it. When you start transforming yourself, your confidence will start building. This is what we talk about. But when you try to just wrap your head around it intellectually, you're not going to catch it. It's sort of like when I was in the Navy, I was in communication. The first school I went to was the book knowledge. The first school I went to. But the book knowledge, if I just would have been left with the book knowledge and they would have told me just to go ahead and leave, I would not still know communication. The book knowledge is just the first phase. I didn't know what Baker Hertz was and really know what it is. It's just words being said to you. But then when I got on the fleet and began to work within it, it started to make sense. The book knowledge made sense. I had to work with it. But even when I started working with it, it went into levels and degrees that you start gaining more knowledge, gaining more rank, getting more experience for the other commands, other ships. So it's the same with this knowledge. Trying to wrap your head around it at first, you still don't know what I'm talking about. You got to start working with it. Then it'll start making sense. You see how low of a rank you are. Then as you stay in the game, you'll get better at it. This is what we're talking about. That's why this takes years. It don't take years for you. It's just like if you went out, got a degree out in the world, 2 years, 4 years, going to college. You can understand that. This is the same way. This is education. Oh, man.
Well, you know, especially with the Internet, and we got another caller. Actually, I think this is Kufi again. Kufi, your mic. With the Internet, some people get so confused about what information they should take in and use. And I call it too much TMI, too much information, too much information. So maybe you can help us in deciding and realize and discerning what information is valuable or not. But Kufi, your mic is open. Did you have another question or comment? Kufi, your mic's open. Or did you press one?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, dealing with the Internet especially.
Yeah.
And when you deal with information, you've got good information and bad information. It's just information. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Right.
And that's why it's so hard for a lot of people because, let's take a debate, for instance. The person that wins a debate isn't really the one that got the most facts. It's the ones who can talk a lot better, more influential, more magnetism, the way they use words. And they usually can win over the little person. Facts don't really matter. Or who can do the best video on how they put it. It can catch your attention even though it's wrong information. So that's why what we say today to people, why did I research? You should research this. And they think research is because they want to look at certain videos. That's why I'm just telling you about first you get the so you know it can work. Then you start growing into it, and if you grew into it, nobody can say nothing about it because it's working.
Yes.
Just because you sat there and looked at certain videos and act like you're a master all of a sudden about how the stars work, that's not what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So go get you a telescope. Go put in some leg work to go look yourself. Write some notes. Then you got my attention.
Right, right. We got another caller, Naima, if you want to open up their mic before we go to the break or after the break, Naima Latif. 708-602, I think the number is.
Greetings. Can you hear me, family?
Is this Brother Eddie Harris? Yes,
yes
we can.
It is.
Go ahead.
Yes, it is. Dear family, how are you doing? Yeah, let me put a rush on it. First and foremost, thank you, my brother. Thank you, thank you. Loving what you're sharing. Hopefully people are taking it in because I'm always a better student than a good teacher. And you land some gems. I'm a numerologist as well as metaphysics, dealing with the practitioner of being a metaphysics, but numerology is my forte I've been given. But just hitting on the numbers of everything that you talked about a little bit earlier, dealing with once you go to sleep and how all this even starts with when we pray. Well, by number, pray is two. Pray is no more than being in that state of meditation. Meditation is two. That's us being positive. Positive is two. Link to the universe. Link is two. Universe is two. Directly connected to our mind. Mind is two. It's on what you draw in that you believe. Believe is two. It's even in the air we breathe. Air is two. The limit is beyond the sky. Sky is two. Oxygen, cosmos, cosmic, emotions, reaction, all of these are two. And these are, again, control from that open portal. Open is two, portal is two, starting with our mind, mind being the beginning of that open portal, an open mind. So I'm loving what you're giving, what you're sharing, because even breaking the fast, you're giving me information that I've always looked at it the way you gave it is to break the fast, but I didn't actually put the numbers to it, and when I did it, you gave me a whole new class, so I'm not even going to go into that. I thank you for it. But to answer a quick question of Sister V, when you was talking about a doctor prescription, we can also just look at how the program is. And at one time, they had a disease called scurvy. And the remedy for scurvy, they found out, was oranges or vitamin C. And when the people started to sell to the public as a way to get rid of scurvy, they stopped them. Another fact being, seeing the cold regions say that I'm in, is being sun people as we are. A lot of melanated people are vitamin D deficient. This is why we see this omega D, fish oil, blase, we skippy. But a lot of it is contributed to the environments we in. It's like, what, 80 to 90% cloudy and gloomy, which means that sun, that regions like Arizona, you know, Las Vegas, California, Florida, you all get, you get more vitamin D daily, so you would need a supplement to offset what a person like myself isn't getting here in the Midwest. So with that, family, I have so much more, but I'm enjoying the class, and again, much love and thank you, my brother and Sister V. Beautiful class. It's not a show. It's a class for me. Love it. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you. And do you want to respond to that before we, I'll let you respond before we go to the break.
Probably. You said it all in a way. More like a class in a way.
Yes, yes. And we have another caller. Naima, do you want to bring on the caller first, or you want to go to the break? Go ahead. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
In to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Caller, 804,
I believe the number is. You want to open their mic? 864-340. What's your question or comment for our guest, Elitam Elamine?
Hello, everybody. This is Equanee, and I was just checking out the topic of the show. I think the question was, and correct me if I'm wrong, is what can we do to honor our ancestors? Correct?
Yes, that's the topic of the show. Exactly, yes.
And I think ma'am?
Go ahead.
I didn't know you guys had a guest until I actually called in, because looking at the title, I didn't know that was a guest. I was just looking at engaging the actual topic. Just speaking about, me, I'm black, and people of my kind, African descent, a lot of times today we don't see us lifting up or honoring our ancestors. A lot of it has to do with what we've gone through, and also, a lot of the systems, the cultures, even, I'm not shooting at anybody, but the religions. We had a conversation. Umar had came to Columbia, and he said one of our main problems that he sees as an African or black educator and teaching our children, how they can risk themselves, looking at themselves from a high standard, is by them to lift up their ancestors. And that's one thing that our religion doesn't really teach us. I remember growing up as a Christian, and these things were almost pretty much taboo, right? By looking at your ancestors, it was always a common thing to look at that white Jesus, right? The white man with the blue eyes and the long straight hair, and look at him and honor and lift him up. But the ultimate thing we are doing is, and that I found is,
we are actually lifting up and honoring the ancestors of our oppressors. So therefore, it's not uncommon to find little boys and girls that actually identify and idolize and lift up the European and looks at the European as the hero and looks at him on his own self as the villain. You understand? I think they said they do the test with the little girls and the black doll versus the white doll. So I think, you know, when the Black Panther thing came out, that was good because it gave our children a chance to feel good about ourselves. And sometimes us as adults, it gives us that misplaced that we had from our childhood because we never were given that confidence to say, well, hey, we're great. So now we can look back at our ancestors and say our ancestors were great. The majority of our people don't even know that us as black, us as African people, had anything to do with the long-lasting, thriving civilization on the Nile Valley, the Kemet, Egypt. You understand? Our great historians have shown us that us as black folk have done a lot. So I think what we can't do or what we shouldn't do is spit on the works of our ancestors, which would be potentially spitting on ourselves, bringing us to a place of a culture now where we're normalizing killing each other, right? We're normalizing shooting each other down, regardless of whatever is being said, all the voting, all the praying we've done. That's normal now for a little black boys to go out and kill each other and now celebrate that. You understand? So I think conversation is a great conversation, kind of segueing into how we help ourselves.
Well, you have opened up a Pandora's box and a very excellent question, my brother. And you touching on so many areas because the reality is not only do we have ancestors who are part of who were Native American and who were in this land from the beginning, but Ellie Tom, what do you say about his comment? Because that's a deep question, I'm sure, because you have traveled so much all over this planet. I think you can give us a perspective on his question and comment that we don't always hear. Go ahead, brother.
Well, that is a journey within itself. But what it boils down to at the end of the day, for me, is all you're going to do is get into another series of debates with people about what happened in the past and you don't know.
Right.
What are you doing right now?
Yeah.
If you got the power that's in you from your ancestors, show it right now. Now, I'm not toot my own horn or anything, but I am. I'm top master on the breath of your knowledge because my body can pull life force energy like we said our ancestors could. So you do it right now, and that stops the conversation. That's all I can look at. Bring it up to date right now. A lot of things speak for itself in the past. It will be planned with stories because what it falls down to is whoever writes the best story wins.
And
if you can do it right now, that's the power.
And it really depends on each one of us analyzing our family tree and deciding, and like you said, today, what does that family tree teach us? The topic, my brother, how can we honor our best, honor our ancestors, started from the fact that today is the day my father was born, my earth father was born, Sherman J. Howard, in 1924. Mm-hmm. November 28, 1924, my father was born on this day. So I wanted to bring that topic in. How can I best honor my father who was born on this day? And 95 years ago, he died at the age of 95 2 years ago, so it would be 97 years ago, almost a century ago, my dad entered this planet. And today, thank you, Ellie Tom, today I am a yoga teacher. I am so athletic. I'm 66 years old, but I'm honoring my dad because he taught my sisters and I how to be healthy, how to eat healthy, how to keep moving, how to do yoga, and not how to do yoga, but we were swimmers back then. I don't have a pool access, but I do have nature. I do nature and yoga as Ellie Tom. I got that from you, brother Ellie Tom. I decided to move out of the yoga room in this ashram where I started this class almost a year ago and go into nature, because Ellie Tom was walking all over India doing Tai Chi in nature. And I'm like, okay, I need to up my game a little bit, because my brother's out in nature walking barefoot. And so today, that's so important. Today, what are you doing? Never mind that some of our ancestors may have come over on slave ships, and some of our ancestors started the Native American heritage right here in this on Turtle Island, and some of our ancestors migrated up from Australia up South America as Aboriginals, and some of our ancestors were Irish and European. So today, that's the question. What are you doing today to honor those people who had courage to cross over the ocean, who survived that trade, who had courage to survive a genocide in Native American land? What are you doing today, brother, to make sure we honor their courage, their journey? So that's what I think the answer is that.
And one thing I can share with the family that I have been able to do is incorporate myself within a traditional system, you understand, that does generate ancestors.
Yes.
You understand, that does not, just as what you're speaking about in your father, somebody would say in common westernized culture, they would say, well, hey, you're weird for looking at for having a special day. Like for me and my tradition and culture, you set aside a plate for your ancestors. Some of the stuff that they used to like to eat, if they like fried chicken. So when we ask what we're doing in the now, because we're asking questions, like even with your father, you're remembering his good sides. You're remembering the good qualities, the good characteristics that you have lodged in you. But guess what? Equally, and this is the work that we should be doing as it relates to honoring the creator, right? Because we were bestowed this creative lineage by our ancestors. So guess what? You have the good qualities and good traits. And guess what? You have the bad traits as well. So sit back at that time and appreciate observing what the ancestors have given you. You understand? And seeing how you can actually utilize that for your energy, for your power, and going forward to help you converge to a place that will make them feel proud. You understand? Because it's an ongoing, it's a continuum. Their life didn't stop. Their life only birthed your life. Our lives would then birth the descendants and children that come. You understand? There's no separation in this thing. So we know that the spirits that they had and they had within them, they reside and live within us. Now, what we mess up is when we don't reenact these things, when we are torn away from who we were yesterday, then we're kind of left in the today as just we're just moving around. We find ourselves, us as being African people, having an African experience, right? I know when I take my family picture, it's nothing but Africans, black folks, right? So what we'll find is if we're not attached to who we were in the roots of yesterday, our ancestors, we'll be claiming Europeans, claiming somebody whom we are not as our ancestors.
Okay.
And when we look at Chinese,
okay, so
what
let
I
me
wanted
just
to say,
this
what
now.
I
we
wanted
have,
to say
hold
very
on.
Quickly.
We don't have, go ahead.
No, what I want to say real quick, when you look at all the thriving nations, ethnic groups around the whole, because we as black folk, we're still the only people that are saying, oh, please don't kill us, by the same oppressor that was killing us 40, 50 years ago, right? We prayed about it. We voted. We got black billionaires, millionaires, black police. It still ain't work, right? But what we find in everybody else is they are honoring themselves. They're honoring the legacy of their ancestors. What you see in real time, these white folk today, they still reenact the Civil War. You understand? They still teach history of who they were yesterday. So therefore, they are still keeping up the momentum that they had in the yesterday. Whenever we forget who we are and now we are tied to this, we are kind of sketchy even in our culture. So rather than our culture being tied to the one of our ancestors, our culture is basically an anti-culture where our children now are singing songs of praises to them. That's the reality.
Okay, excellent point, my brother. Now, I want to throw this out there. Yesterday, we had one of our hosts did a show yesterday on what and what or who is destroying the black family? So, because you're bringing up a lot about the culture of blacks in America, especially. And I had a conversation with my 40-year-old son about that question, who or what is destroying the black family? And I was just really surprised at my son's answer, because it made sense to him and it made sense to me how what he seems to think is that not just media promoting, you know, interracial dating and that, but actually, I got a lot
muted
of feedback. Actually, what he put out there, and this might be another show because we don't have a whole lot of time, but my son is in the dating business because he's divorced with two kids, and he visited Atlanta recently. He lives in Orlando. He visited Atlanta, so that's like Chocolate City. And what he said to me is, you see a lot of black women who are overweight. And he's white, going to the clubs, and he went to a club with a friend, and he says a lot of overweight black women. And then he says, they seem to have attitudes. And he said, what he says is men, black men have options now. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? He said, well, you got Hispanic women, Chinese women, women of all races now that are throwing themselves or presenting themselves to black men. And so when it comes to who or what is destroying the black family, in his observation and his experience as a 40-year-old American black man, what he was telling me was that black women have attitudes, not to mention that they're overweight. So he feels like if a woman's not taking care of her body, that says a lot to him about her mindset. And so the question, who or what is destroying the black family, it's a complex question. But when he said, when I had this conversation with someone who is in that dating game and all that, and he's saying options are there, and they're taking advantage of the option. So what do you think about that?
I think that, again, is lies in the decision-making, not really organically promoted to us by our fathers. You understand? Because us as black folk, we're still coming out of Jim Crow. So our fathers were never really in a place to actually teach us what creating a substantial black family would be like. You understand? So I think a lot of times our fathers might have been desiring women, European women as well. And I think in there lies a level of, you know, well, it doesn't lie a level of devotion for our people. You understand? So now we are okay to go wayward. You know, now we'll go out and create a lineage with, you know, any race, rather than saying, hey, let's stick with our race. Because one thing, the conversation of what Europeans they're having is that in the next 20, 30, 40 years, that their race is going to be basically washed out, right? And you do see a lot of interracial dating. And this is what Phil Valentine said like 20 years ago, is that when the European felt like he was going to be dying out, he would find a new home in the womb of the European. I mean, in the womb of us as the African women, our African women. You understand? And that's what you see now more. A lot of
What do you think is affecting the mind of so many black women that I even see myself and other men and women see that? What do you think is affecting their mind that they're not taking better care of their bodies?
The marketing. It's the marketing. I think a lot of it had to do with post-pandemic. These are a lot of projects that have been put upon us, whether it be sitting at home watching Love and Hip Hop, talking about increasing the entertaining and reality shows that one. A lot of this stuff these are tests that are done on us, relation as a whole. But when we're talking about magazines, social media, we're talking about all these things, this advertisement now that's being marketed. Like now when you listen on the radio shows, every black, all the songs now coming out, they're very sexual. Even our most sensual songs, they're hardcore, very sexual. So now that's like taking our form of sensuality to a place of just bruteness. So I think these types of things that are being placed upon us in the culture, in our day-to-day lives, have a lot to do with you know, our day-to-day commute while we're going from home to work. We're turning on the radio, and now the radio is telling you to go on, and now it's a big thing for BBWs. BBWs, I've been looking on social media, and they can offer a certain challenge, and this the popularity of this challenge now large in everybody's mind. Now everybody's doing it, right? So now it's cool, and everybody loves to be a BBW. So now you got women. I know where I'm from in the South. You got women that were eating starch before this whole BBW fad came along to kind of thicken themselves up. They would sit in with a box of starch, thickening themselves up. So maybe, and we have to look at the unhealthy fast food industry. A lot of our people are going there rather than, and that's men and women, rather than going to, you know, healthier places, things of that nature.
So, you know, we're at the end of the show, and I really appreciate your comment. We may have to have a part two on this because, as Ellie Tom Ellamy, he's dropped off, so I didn't have a chance to say goodbye to him. But I think we're going to have a part two on this topic. Because as L.A. Tom Illamine, our breatharian man who's very disciplined and who's honoring his ancestors by becoming the most disciplined human being that he can be, I think what we can get from him is that the thought process is what is so important these days. Stop blaming and being a victim. We like to blame media. We like to blame the food. We like to blame. But he says when you take responsibility, you have power. And that's what our ancestors did a lot. They didn't blame as much as they just built. They protected their families. They were courageous. And they didn't blame. I think we're into the blame game too much, and we play the victim role too much. That's why we resist the things that the brother mentioned, the media, the food, all that, because we keep blaming and becoming victims. So thank you so much for participating tonight, brother. And again, we're going to probably have to have a part two, but we're going to say goodbye to global community. We appreciate you all the time. Very
much. Please come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV show. Listen to our radio show.
So,
order our books.
Monday
and be
morning,
sure
my,
to get your copy of the book,
and
The
by
Female
the way,
Solution.
My friend,
on behalf of our team
of show,
radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say
demonstrating
thank
that courage
to our family in China.
So everybody, have a great week.
India.
Love you.
Danyaba. Japan.
Bye.
Arigato. Korea.
Arigato.
Kamsahamnida. Russia. Spasiba. Germany. Danke. Poland. John Kuyun. France. Merci. Spain. Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.